USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Auto Workers Union announced that its roughly 49,000 members at General Motors plants in the U.S. will go on strike tonight because contract negotiations with the automaker have broken down. The decision came after about 200 plant-level union leaders voted unanimously in favor of a walkout during a meeting this morning in Detroit. It's possible that bargainers could return to the table and hammer out some agreements, but union spokesman Brian Rothberg said at a news conference that it would be highly unlikely. He said it would be hard to believe that bargainers could resolve so many issues before 11:59 tonight. A multi-level deck collapsed at the Jersey Shore, trapping people and injuring at least 22 at the New Jersey Firemen's Convention. It's unclear how many people were on or under the decks at that time and how many were firefighters, but authorities said those who were trapped were quickly removed and taken to Cape May Regional Health Center. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor are investigating allegations that a payroll company diverted millions of dollars to its own bank accounts. An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Shaffrin of Shaffrin Real Estate Company had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms. Teachers and the nation's third largest school district are inching closer to a strike that could happen as early as October 1st. After rejecting the district's latest offer, Chicago educators are back at the bargaining table negotiating issues including pay, staffing shortage, and class size. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The opioid crisis has hit virtually every pocket of the U.S., from rural towns in deeply conservative states to big cities and liberal-leaning ones, but a curious divide has now opened up. The nation's Republican state's attorney generals, for the most part, have lined up in support of a tentative multi-billion dollar settlement with OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma, while their Democratic counterparts have mostly come out against it, saying it's woefully inadequate. Exactly why this is unclear, and some of those involved suggested it can't necessarily be explained by the fact that the Republican Party is considered more friendly to big business. The proposed settlement with the Stanford, Connecticut-based drug maker could ultimately be worth over $12 billion, though critics doubt it will be close to that much. Health authorities in Kenya started administering doses of the world's only licensed malaria vaccine to young children in rural areas facing high transmission rates. Kenya has now become the third African country to introduce the vaccine after Malawi and Ghana. The aim is to reach about 360,000 children per year across those three countries. The health ministry described the milestone on Twitter as a historic day for the East African country. Malaria is a top killer in many African countries. According to the World Health Organization, the region accounted for 92% of the cases and 93% of malaria deaths in the year 2017. The parasitic disease kills about 435,000 people a year, most of them children under five, in Africa. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.